Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Blog Talk Radio with your host, Pastor Cheryl Paxton. Thank you so much for joining me today for Faith or Life, the process of there. While we walk by faith and not by sight, this 15-minute empowerment is to encourage you in your walk of faith, in your process, in what to endure, and to see it in the right perspective with the right attitude, to go through it knowing that it's going to bear much fruit. It's going to be glory to God. It's going to help save many lives, encourage many people, and even bring someone to salvation, that as you become the light, even the more, looking more and more like Christ in your daily walk, in your mindset, and how you perform, and how you live, and what you say, as you do these things, you draw all men to the Lord. You draw them and let them see the love and the light of Jesus Christ. So God takes us through a process. Process is not easy. Process is never going to be easy, because the process is the thing that, in the midst of the pressure, shows you who you are. The real you comes up, whether that is the you that is frustrated, tired, complaining, the you that is not willing to go through this, or the you that goes and grabs a hold to the Word of God and the will of God and praises God through this, seeing His insight, getting His instructions, having His mindset. That you comes up under pressure. So your process is an ongoing thing. It never ends until the day of Jesus Christ the sky. So we are in this process going to the place, to the destination, to the purpose that He's already commanded for our lives. And as we live by faith, growing in the grace and knowledge of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we are changed line upon line, precept upon precept, glory to glory, height to height, depth to depth, faith to faith. We become more like Him. And it is a blessing, because we are the light, the salt. We are that which God uses to show and to demonstrate who He is. They cannot see God unless they see Him through us. So God uses our life and uses us as we go through a process to demonstrate and show Him. Because as people see how we face certain situations, and they know that they face the same thing, but they see how we come through it looking like Him, they desire to know what it is that keeps us going. And as they do, as they get curious about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, about the Word, about the truth of what we live, we draw them, we cause them to understand that it's not us, but it's Him, and that we're walking and living in the grace of God by faith, that we might do great works for His glory. We've been looking at unlikely places of blessing, started off with the book of Esther. Now we're in the book of Genesis. We're looking at the life of Joseph, going to the end of this experience, so that we can see ourselves and see God and see what He's going to do in us. And as we embrace this, because the Joseph anointing is just not an anointing for administrative things or blessings. It is an anointing of total trust and dependence on God, total reliance on God. It is a place where you allow God to mature you and grow you. It's a place that God gives you instructions and you follow them. And it is a place where God is glorified. It's all about Him, because He's going to use you to save many lives. So when we desire Joseph anointing, we understand that God is putting us in the position to save many lives, to help many people, to instruct, power many people. And when we are doing that, you're going to go through a process. You're going to go through something that you yourself would never choose for yourself. You're going to understand what it is to be lied on, to be betrayed. You're going to understand what it is to be someone being jealous of you and mistreating you and not wanting to see your face. And you're going to go through these periods of being lonely and depending solely on God and listening to Him. You're going to go through a type of Potiphar's house. You're going to go through a king's prison, a type of king's prison, but you're also going to experience that Pharaoh moment. And you're going to experience power, but you've got to be mature enough to handle that, because it's not for your glory, it is for the glory of God, and God wants to be glorified in your life. So when we ask for that Joseph anointing, we must understand what we're asking for, those things that we're asking for. When you're asking for an extra anointing, you must understand what you're asking for, to go through an exile moment, to be in a place or position where it doesn't, you're out of your norm. You're out of your norm, and you have to function in that out of the norm place, trusting God, and you've got to allow God to stretch you and God to make you, and you've got to be a person of wisdom, understanding, grace, and the beauty that's in your life cannot be on the outward only. It must be the adornment of the spirit that you must stay tender before God, regardless of what you face and endure. You must stay tender before him, that that beauty on the inside continue to grow, that you get favor. Yes, that you're going to be in positions and places that you never thought of empowerment, but it's not for your glory, and you're not to abuse it. It is for the glory of God. So these anointings that we are asking God to endow us with and to use us in that same manner is a process. And if we want it, God can give it to us, but you're going to go through a process to go through that entire walk to be able to carry that type of anointing and influence like God wants and desires to. Yesterday, as we were looking at the life of Joseph, we were at the place where Joseph himself has now gone out of the prison. He's been dressed, and we talked about that, the different types of dressing, and he's here, and he's at the place of authority. And he's at this place of authority, and he's in the place of power and reign, and he does not let that power and reign be misled or be misused for the wrong thing, because Potiphar and his wife have to come to receive food from him, but he does not treat them in any type of way. He gives them what they need just as if they were anyone else. And so that's a place where you've forgiven and you've totally submitted and humbled yourself to the will of God, understanding that God has put you and placed you there for a purpose. He sees his brothers, and when he sees his brothers, he lets them experience a small portion of what he has endured for the entire time that he was gone. The fear of being separated from family, cut off, not knowing what your fate is going to be, being in chains, being in fetters, being in prison. He's allowing them to get an understanding of what he's endured, that his life has not been one that is easy, but God's been with him through that process and walked him through it and matured him and let him depend on him. He allows his brothers to understand that fear, because he did feel that fear. He was 17 years old when this happened to him at the hands of his brothers. So he's allowing them to understand this fear that he endured, even in the uncertainties, because he's human. It is a fearful thing to be thrown into a citrum and not know what is going to happen to you or your fate, that you're sold into slavery, you lose your inheritance with your father, and you're cut off from your father, and you're cut off from your family, and you're in a foreign place, and you're at their hand. They can do with you whatever they want. So he wanted them to experience that a little bit, but even in that, he was not harsh. He was not cruel to them, and that was because while he was in the king's prison, he saw all types of people, but yet he showed them the compassion of Jesus Christ. He showed them the love, and he cared for them and was concerned about them. So even in all that he experienced, nothing was wasted. So you have to understand that whatever you go through, nothing is going to be wasted. Nothing is going to be wasted. He reveals himself to his brothers. And in revealing itself to his brothers, the truth of everything that they had done had now caught up with them. But in the catching up with them, it was not for them to feel sorry or bad. Joseph understood that this was the Lord's doing. He just used them and used what was in their heart to move this in the place of his position. He had to go ahead of time to be in place, so that when this event happened, a famine, that he would be there to take care of the needs of his family and the nation of that he was going to be showing so much influence in, which is Egypt. And so he had to allow God to make him in that process and trust God and understand that what God had given him was greater than what he would experience, that his ladder would be greater, that nations would know the God that he served, which is part of the promise of Abraham, that God spoke to Abraham that nations would know, and he would touch many nations. They would know that he is God. And so this is what's going on in Egypt. They know the God of Joseph, which is the God of heaven. And so when this happens, they had to go back and now face the truth, face what they've done to their father. But it doesn't talk about what their father said to them or even felt. His father was so glad that his son was alive that he came to Egypt. He left the place of where he had been to go to a foreign place. and he had to trust that what his son was telling him was the truth. He had to trust that what was going on was the truth and was the leading of God. And so we see that all of this is God's purpose and plan, and what he had spoken to Abraham and showed him and told him about what would happen to his descendants, what would happen to his seed, what was going to transpire. And so all of this is in the hand of God. Sometimes we don't understand how God will take a family or take a person and take a nation and what he would do with them. But we need to know that when we trust God, only his will is going to be done. He's going to lead us and guide us in truth. He's not going to forsake us. And if he has a plan and a purpose for our lives, no matter what we face, no matter what we endure, as long as we allow, stay tender before God and allow him to shape us, we're going to come out and be and produce all that he says. It is our obedient trust in him that is going to allow us to become all that he says and be the light, even in a dark or a place that doesn't seem like it's going to be the place of blessings. And that's what happens. God allowed Joseph to be that individual that would save many lives, which would be the nation of Israel. And so we see that. And he also blesses the nation or the place that he's in and the people because of his submission unto God's will and authority. It wasn't just one person benefited. The whole nation of Egypt benefited, and those outside from Joseph's submission unto the will of God. God is going to use you to allow many people to benefit from your wisdom, your truth, your knowledge, your love, whatever it is, your business, the light of what you are, your family. He's going to let many people be able to benefit from that when you submit yourself unto God. Now, as they get to this place, and Jacob now is at this place where he's going to pass away, and he blesses Joseph's sons, he does it with the younger one being blessed or better than over the older one. And he's doing this not because he doesn't know what he's doing, it, but God is allowing him to understand that I'm choosing myself to do something that you can't do. There will be times that God will promote or use someone else, and it won't be in the order and in the way that we think. But we have to trust and know that what God is doing is going to be a blessing, that God is going to use whomever he wants for his glory, and he sets and places an anointing and a destiny and a purpose on people that we ourselves do not have control of, and we have to allow God's will to be done and not ours, because we want what we want, but God knows the foundations of all things, and he knows the specter of where we would go and what we would do and how we would be used. So we have to allow God to have his will, his purpose to be done in our lives. So his seed is blessed. Joseph allows his father's wishes to be performed. He takes him back to his homeland. After his father is gone, his brothers still have not matured or gone from the place of where they were. They sold their brother. They're stuck in a position. There are people that will remain stuck in one mindset, one position, one thing, and no matter how many years go by, they cannot get out of that. And so they're always going to see you in that light, relate to you in that way, treat you in that way, but you cannot allow yourself to stay there or go back there. You've got to know that God purposed you for more than whatever the event was, whether it was failure, a mistake in your life, something that you did, something that did not come to pass, whatever it is, you cannot see yourself in that light or allow people to. You've got to know the purpose for which God has destined you for. And Joseph was able to tell them, listen, you did this for evil, but God turned this around and did it for good. And he was able to minister to his brothers on a way that they themselves could not understand and give them the wisdom of God. I pray that you've been blessed with this 15-minute empowerment, and that you, in this segment, understand that God has a purpose for your life greater than where you've been or what's happened. And that even though you're going through a moment that's going to cost you in a process, you know that it's going to be a blessing to many people, your family, your marriage, your children, your neighborhood, your ministry, and many other things. So be encouraged and know that God knows what he's doing. And at the end, you're going to come out full. You're going to come out better. Better is the end of the thing than the beginning thereof. Look for God's help and look for God's favor. I'm Pastor Cheryl Saxon. We'll see you tomorrow. Be blessed.